Chapter 5. Croquet with the Queen of Hearts. Alice stood up and she walked away from the table.
That was a very strange tea party, she thought. I will not go there again.
Alice walked to some trees and she saw a little door in one of them.
That's strange, she thought,
but she walked through the little door. Alice was in the long hall again, and she was near the glass table. She saw the little key on the table.
I will get the key first, and then I will eat some mushroom to get smaller, she thought.
Alice did this. Then she opened the little door with the key and she walked into the beautiful garden. She was very happy. Alice saw a tall tree with beautiful white flowers on it. But three gardeners were there with red paint.
They are painting the flowers red, Alice thought.
Then she looked at the gardeners.
They are strange gardeners, she thought. They are playing cards. Why are you painting the flowers? Alice asked.
Five and seven said nothing, but they looked at two. Then two said quietly,
We grew white flowers, but the Queen wants red ones.
He looked frightened. Suddenly, Five shouted,
The Queen is coming!
The three gardeners quickly jumped to the ground and they lay with their faces in the grass. Alice looked for the Queen, but first came lots of other playing cards, animals, and people. They all walked past her. And then Alice saw the King and Queen of Hearts. The Jack of Hearts was behind them. The Queen stopped in front of Alice.
Who is this?
She said to the Jack. But the Jack only smiled and said nothing. Then she looked at Alice.
What's your name, child?
She asked angrily. Alice spoke very nicely.
My name is Alice, she said. And who are these?
Asked the Queen. And she pointed to the gardeners in the grass.
I don't know,
Alice said loudly. But this made the Queen more angry. Her face turned red and she shouted,
Stand up!
To the gardeners. They jumped up quickly. The poor gardeners stood in front of the Queen with their heads down.
We are very sorry, Queen,
they said. The Queen looked at them and she shouted,
Cut off their heads!
Then she turned to Alice and said,
Can you play croquet?
Yes, said Alice.
Come with me,
the Queen said, and Alice ran after her. There were people everywhere. And Alice saw the white rabbit. Then they arrived at the croquet ground. But this was not a normal croquet ground. The balls were hedgehogs, and the players used flamingos to hit the balls. It was very difficult for Alice to play. Her flamingo moved its head and its legs, and she could not hit the ball. Alice's flamingo looked at her, and Alice laughed. The croquet players all played, and they did not wait for anyone. The Queen got angrier and angrier, and she shouted,
"Cut off their heads!"
Alice started to feel a little frightened. But then she saw a friendly face in the sky. It was the Cheshire Cat. Alice put her flamingo on the ground.
"I don't like this game," she said to the Cheshire Cat.
"Do you like the Queen?" the Cheshire Cat asked.
"No, I don't," Alice answered. "She is always angry."
But then she saw the King and Queen, and they were close to her.
"The Queen is very good at croquet," she said loudly.
The Queen smiled, and she walked past. The King looked at the Cheshire Cat.
"Who are you talking to?" he asked Alice.
"This is my friend, the Cheshire Cat," Alice told the King.
But the King did not like the Cheshire Cat, and he shouted to the other playing cards,
"Cut off its head!"
"That is the Duchess's cat," Alice said to the King.
The Queen heard Alice, and she said to one of the playing cards,
"I locked the Duchess in a room because she was late. My men are going to cut off her head. Go and find her and bring her here."
The playing card arrived at the croquet ground with the Duchess. But now the Cheshire Cat, the King and the Queen were not there. The Duchess saw Alice and she smiled.
"I'm very happy to see you," she said,
and she put a hand on Alice's back. Alice and the Duchess walked together and they talked. But then the Queen came and she was angry.
"Go home or I will cut off your head," she said to the Duchess.
Then she said to Alice,
"We must finish the game."
The poor Duchess quickly ran home. Alice did not say anything, but she was frightened. She ran after the Queen, and they played croquet again. After the game, Alice was tired, and she sat under a tree. Suddenly, lots of animals ran past Alice.
"It's starting! It's starting! Come on!" they shouted. "Why are you running?" Alice asked. "What is starting?"
But nobody answered her.
"What is happening?" Alice thought,
and she ran after the animals.